The community has been donating food, dollars to help us serve what will be over 1,000 meals on Thanksgiving Day.
Angie Aishi at the Waterfront Mission says about 160 volunteers will also be on hand that day to serve, clean up, and perform other tasks as they serve up to 300 people. And through a partnership through the Council on Aging, the mission will send out more than 300 meals to those unable to leave their homes.
Thankfully, the community responded and we got in the 120 turkeys that we needed. And really what we need is the huge cans of green beans and the huge cans of corn. And then we also need boxes of stovetop stuffing.
And all of that will be turned into a traditional Thanksgiving meal.
Turkey and dressing and gravy and green beans and corn and, of course, pie. What would Thanksgiving be without a great dessert?
Waterfront serves about 4,000 unduplicated individuals each year and is on track to see that number increase by about 1% from a year ago. Aishi says the need is great for both the rescue and recovery of the area's indigent.
Those who walk up our sidewalk because they're homeless and they have immediate needs. They need a meal. They need showers, laundry. They need computers to look for jobs. They might need to visit our on-site clinic. And then there are those who come to us who have addiction challenges. We have a year-long addiction recovery program for men.
And on Thanksgiving, Aishi says you don't have to be homeless to drop by for a bite.
Anybody who might be spending Thanksgiving Day alone or hungry, come join us on that day and be part of this exciting day. It is fun to see the smiles on faces when other days they might feel hopeless.
After Thanksgiving, Waterfront Rescue Mission shifts gears into Christmas mode. On December 2nd, the mission's phones will be open to sign up volunteers. Aishi says they're already underway collecting food for the Yuletide meal, including the Christmas ham.
We begin that preparation very similar numbers on Christmas Day. And again, it takes about 160 or more volunteers to make that happen. People just give of their time that they would otherwise spend with their friends, family, and loved ones to come spend it with those who are needy and are often viewed as the least of these in our community.
And Aishi was asked which holiday, Thanksgiving or Christmas, draws a bigger turnout.
Thanksgiving Day, we have a little bit bigger crowd. On Christmas Day, the homeless community sometimes will reconnect with family members, even if it's just for that day, even if it's just for a short time. So Thanksgiving Day, man, we are just bustling and we're busting at the seams. The numbers are very similar.
After having served 23,000 meals and dealing with cold weather-related needs in 2019, Waterfront's Angie Aishi says a busy 2020 is on the horizon when it comes to growth, serving more clients on a larger scale.
Transporting people to their jobs, getting people in schools. We're going to expand our career development, transitional housing off campus so that they can incrementally learn how to live independent. And it's just exciting to watch lives being changed.
More information is available at waterfrontmission.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.